Albany County District Attorney David Soares has rolled out a new public service campaign with a dual purpose. Since the Albany County DA's Animal Cruelty Task Force began in August 2013, Soares has been a leader when it comes to identifying criminals and prosecuting crimes involving animal abuse.
Sadly, we live in a society today where some of the most vulnerable people and some of the most vulnerable amongst us are abused. And our animals, our pets, are victims of that abuse as well.
Soares' new initiative, Report Animal Abuse, Stop Domestic Abuse, focuses on animal cruelty linked to domestic violence. It's designed to encourage people to report suspected animal abuse.
What we have found is that there is a strong correlation between the individuals who abuse animals and those individuals also abusing family members.
Soares says 76% of those who mistreat or harm animals will also abuse a partner or a child.
Unfortunately, we also live in a community and in a society where more people are apt to report animal cruelty than they are to report domestic violence. The message here today is that if you are reporting animal cruelty and animal abuse, there's a greater chance that the law enforcement officials who are responding to that animal cruelty and animal abuse incident will also have the opportunity to review and view ongoing domestic violence as it relates to the children and other family members who live in that house.
Soares adds 70% of all abuse cases go unreported each year, and 25 to 40% of domestic abuse victims stay in abusive homes or delay leaving out of concern for the safety of their children or pets. Brad Shear is executive director of the Mohawk Hudson Humane Society.
Victims were going back to the abuser in order to protect their pets because the pets were also being abused. The pets are another way to get additional power and control over the victim. So it would be common for victims to hear things like, if you leave, I'm going to kill the dog. And so when they finally are able to leave, they're thinking about the dog getting killed. They go back to protect the dog and once again are victims themselves.
Shear says that while children can be placed in foster homes, rules governing placement of pets are quite limited under agriculture and markets laws. The DA's office tries to get cases involving animals on a slightly faster track so the animal doesn't have to stay locked in a cage for several months at considerable expense while legal processes play out. Soares recently received a Top 10 Animal Defender Award from the Animal Legal Defense Fund. The DA is among 10 people to receive it nationwide. As an additional tool, the task force offers a smartphone app. New York Animal Law can be downloaded to Apple and Android devices directly from the district attorney's website. There's a link and more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.